This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Pro-Palestinian protests that have rocked U.S. college campuses are continuing. Students at Columbia University in New York smashed windows overnight, taking over Hamilton Hall for the first time since the 1960s. This Columbia student is not among those barricaded inside the building, but is part of the broader demonstration. Had a message for university officials.
To Columbia's administrators and trustees, please do not incite another Kent or Jackson State by bringing soldiers and police officers with weapons onto our campus. If you do so, students' blood will be on your hands.
But New York Governor Kathy Hochul says lawlessness on the part of protesters will not be tolerated, including a rise in anti-Semitic incidents against Jewish students.
We don't have to agree with them. That's not always how it is. But when actions cross over into vandalism, harassment, destruction of property, or even violence, then the line has been crossed.
University officials are now telling students occupying the building there they will be expelled. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is calling on Jewish students who say they feel unsafe on their college campuses to come to Florida schools. Danielle Pryor with Central Florida Public Media has more.
In January, Governor DeSantis directed Florida's public colleges and universities to waive certain transfer application requirements for Jewish students experiencing anti-Semitism as a result of the Israel-Hamas war. Now, the governor is re-upping the offer amid a wave of pro-Palestinian encampments and rallies.
But I think you're going to see some of these students in some of these schools to say, you know what? The hell with it. Why would I want to put myself through that and be targeted by these rage mobs on campus?
The rallies have largely been peaceful, but tensions blur the lines between political speech and anti-Semitism. Last week, Governor DeSantis said Florida students who harassed Jewish students during protests could be expelled. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
The federal appeals court has denied a request to review an election case in the state of Pennsylvania, NPR's Hansi Luong reports.
This case is about mail-in ballots that arrive on time, but in envelopes with missing or incorrect handwritten dates under voter signatures. Pennsylvania state law requires voters to write in the current date. The American Civil Liberties Union and Pennsylvania's top election official asked the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to review an earlier ruling that found that those kinds of ballots should not be counted. That ruling reversed a lower court decision that concluded not counting those ballots violates the Civil Rights Act, which says a person's right to vote cannot be denied for an error that is, quote, not material in determining if a person is eligible to vote. This case is expected to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Hansi Luong, NPR News.
This is NPR. The European Union has opened an investigation into Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, alleging it has not followed the bloc's rules on curbing disinformation and deceptive advertising. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the matter has become much more critical ahead of Europe-wide elections in June.
EU regulators say Meta does not comply with obligations under the Digital Services Act, which went into effect last year, requiring the largest tech platforms to police the content on their sites. An EU spokesperson cites several areas where Meta is accused of failing, ranging from blocking false information and advertising to proper labeling of political content and flagging content that's illegal under EU law. The charges also note Meta has no election monitoring tool in place and is shutting down its disinformation tracking function, CrowdTangle, with no replacement. On some of the complaints, the tech giant has just 5 days to respond with a remedy. If no solution is found, the company could face fines of up to 6% of its annual global revenue. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Even as a number of states have moved to legalize recreational marijuana use, the federal government has continued to put it in the same category as heroin. However, there are signs that could be changing. NPR confirming through people familiar with the matter, the Drug Enforcement Administration is considering reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a less dangerous Schedule 3 drug, along with things like ketamine and other drugs. The DEA proposal would still have to be reviewed by the White House Office of Management and Budget. Crude oil futures prices extended their losses, oil down 70 cents a barrel to settle at $81.93 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One.
With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.